right, welcome back. It's podcast number two on a Throwback Thursday, and I'm talking about the $100,000 a month one of my students had, and I take none of the credit, even though he gave me a little bit of credit. I want to give it all to Jerry Mills for taking massive action, which is a term that, boy, does that get used way too much. First of all, let me back it up. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show, the longest-running motivational podcast on iTunes right now. If you haven't left a five-star rating for the show, stop right now, go to confession, say 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father, and then get on iTunes and leave a five-star rating for this podcast. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You need manners, for crying out loud. So, if you've never heard of me, oh, I feel so horrible because you're right now thinking I've entered into, this is Armageddon, okay? Go to EverydaySaturday.com, put in your name and email, and make sure that I can communicate with you. I want to turn your life around. I want to bring you over to the brighter side of life. I want to help you fire your boss. I want to help you have every day of your life being Saturday. I want you to be so freaking abnormal that the next time you say anything that comes out of your mouth, the next words that come out of your mouth, a room full of normal people look at you like you blew a freaking dog whistle in their ear. All right? They're like, that's how I want you to start living your life. There ain't no better way to live it, child. Okay? Now, with that being said, get back into it. Jerry Mills. Jerry sent me a tweet. Let me read it. Bop, 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 bum. By the way, my Twitter handle, at Sam Crowley. I have it on my iPhone. I'm looking. Every time I get tweets, I tweet you back. You want to show a little Twitter love, it's at Sam Crowley. All right? Here we go. Let's see, see. Jerry Mills, last year at this time, 1 year ago, I sold one item. He sells, I asked him, are you still doing eBay? Because I knew Jerry was selling some stuff on eBay. And he said, I'm doing Amazon now. Sold first item, a pillow, 1 year ago. Just had my first $100,000 sales month in March. Today's April. This month is April, rather. So grateful for you and your mastermind last year. What he's talking about is I had a mastermind group last year at this time, spring of 2014. Small group, and each week we would get together via Google Hangout, and I would kind of facilitate the ideas of how people could market themselves better, obviously stay motivated and kill procrastination and come up with new products, new ideas, and more importantly, networking, because your network creates your net worth. You know, that was taught to me a long time ago by somebody. I don't even remember. Some people say that, actually. I don't know who it was. I might just take, that's my saying now. Sam Crowley, your network creates your net worth. So anytime you use that from now on, please give me credit. So Jerry was in our mastermind. And like most people, I figured Jerry would go out and do well. He was already doing well. I mean, it's not like he, you know, but I didn't know he would take it to this level. So he said that the one thing that he took away to get him to $100,000 is it's like you said, you're only one relationship away from exploding your business. He met somebody at an event, and this person helped explode his Amazon business. So Jerry Mills, congratulations on all of your success. You are a walking testimonial for what it means to stay positive, for what it means to take action, for what it means to make every day Saturday. And for you, congrats, man. There's no other substitute. And I think when you take a look at the formula that what he's been able to do, all right, he got in a mastermind session with myself and a bunch of other people, threw out ideas, people encouraged him or discouraged him from doing things that probably weren't income producing. But he took, boy, is Amazon hot now or what? I mean, selling on Amazon, is that not the hottest thing right now? Everybody and their brother is coming out with a product on how to make money on Amazon. Why is that? Because the barrier to entry is incredibly low. Literally, you could set up your own account today and you can start listing stuff on Amazon. It's a revenue stream of mine. The reason I reached out to Jerry and I asked him to send me an email as well because I want to chat with him on the phone, that's going to be another revenue stream that I invest in for this year. And I'm not going to do any of the work. I'm not going to go to Walmart and buy pillows and put them on Amazon, but that's okay. If you want to, absolutely go ahead and do it. I got four kids. One of them requires 24/7 care throughout the year. So I just wanted to make sure, is there a way I can invest, be an investor, and still have a great revenue stream? But you can't do any of this unless you're focused. First of all, focus. Focus on what it is you want to do. The reason Jerry's where he's at right now, realizing the success he's having, he took the magnifying glass. He took the entrepreneurial magnifying glass and he shined it over his business and he sold a pillow. Sold a pillow. That's sexy, right? Hey, I sold a pillow. Now, When you sell a pillow online on Amazon, whatever it is, do you then go to dinner? Do you have a party down at the local restaurant, invite all your friends and family, and say, hey, guys, I brought you all together today because this has been a monumental week for me, for my family, and generations of my family. I brought everybody together tonight because I want to let you know I sold a pillow. And then you wait for the applause, the standing ovation, okay? That's not going to happen. When you bring people together, though, a year later, and you say, hey, everybody, I brought you all together tonight. By the way, bar tab's on me. I got everybody's food here. I want to do just a presentation to give you an idea of what it means to stay in the game, what it means to be committed to a dream, what it means to be able to see the unseen, which is also called faith, by which I walk. I do not walk by fear. I walk by faith. And here's why. Some of you may be thinking, oh, here comes another motivational speech. No. I've actually got proof. How many of you would like to see proof of a person who sold a pillow 12 months ago and now they've done $100,000 in sales in 1 month? Would that interest anybody in this room? Yes or yes? Okay, great. Now, last year when I sold one item, and by the way, this can be your business, this can be your dream. This is Jerry giving a speech in the restaurant, by the way. Jerry, I appreciate the little leeway that you're giving me here to give your speech for you. But all of this is to encourage people to do more with their life, to stay in the game. Jerry stayed in the game. That's all he did. He stayed in the game. I'm sure he had a lot of setbacks. I'm sure he tried to sell a lot of stuff and didn't sell. I'm sure he sold some stuff and it got returned. I'm sure there's a couple customers that weren't happy with the way it was shipped or boxed, or it might have not been the item they thought they ordered. Like, we all go through that stuff. But did he stop? Did he say, oh, this is stupid. Nobody can ever make money online. This whole online stuff's a racket. What a scam. eBay isn't even real. It's just a billion people out there every day faking sales. Amazon's not even real. Jeff Bezos, he's just a straw figure. He doesn't even exist, I bet. Amazon. You know, you're laughing right now. There's people out there that actually think that. There's people out there that they'll try something for a day, a couple days. Heck, they'll try it for 2 weeks. And you know, right? You know where I'm going with this. They'll give up because they don't see the immediate results. You know where you see immediate results? In a job. You know why? Because when you're in a job, you get to punch that clock, baby. And when you punch that clock, you go right into the prison and you do your work. And then a week, however your boss says you're getting paid, you don't get to vote on that. You know that, right? You're getting paid either every week or every 2 weeks, for example. So 2 weeks comes around and you get your paycheck. So that's immediate gratification. That is immediate. You get that. And if that excites you, that is awesome. This probably isn't the right show but for you to be listening to unless you want to get out of that atmosphere. But that's the difference, is you're going to get paid once a week, every 2 weeks, immediately. You don't ever have to worry about that until they tell you that you've been replaced. And then it's over. And you got to figure it out then. But other than that, you're getting it. In the entrepreneurial world, you could go weeks. You could go months. Months. And have no money coming in. But you're developing, what are you developing? Man, you're developing experience. You're developing intellectual property that can be packaged, repurposed, and sold in the secondary market for 1,000 times what you invested in it. That's the amazing part of it. And I didn't get this when I first started out as an entrepreneur. I didn't really understand this whole, because I was still conditioned. I was making $110,000 base salary in my job. I had stock options. I had a company car. But I never had freedom, and I never really understood. When I got going, I was diving into my 401k. It was crazy, man, just spending money. And I'm like, well, this sucks. I mean, I got to cancel my health insurance. I can't pay that. I had my truck repossessed. I went bankrupt. And I was like, this is stupid. I mean, who the hell wants to be an entrepreneur? I'm like, this is so dumb. I went back to the job, went running back with my tail between my legs. And then it hit me. I'm like, you know what? I got to take a different approach to this. I got to start focusing on the person that I've become, because when I went back to my job the second time, I was like, I'm not the same person I was just 3 months ago when I left. That's all the time that expired between leaving the first and second time. I'm not even the same person. It's all took with 3 months to adjust my mindset, knowing I was psychologically unemployable. So I took a different approach, and the different approach was, I'm going to look at every couple weeks, what's changed in my business. I was still marketing products online. Every podcast download, every blog post and comment, I started affiliate marketing. I would sell these little MP3 audio files as an affiliate. I would buy Google Ads pay-per-click, and I would drive traffic to the person's page who was selling these songs. And I remember looking at my affiliate account, and I was using ClickBank at the time to find offers. All I did, I mean, this is all I did. I went to ClickBank, which you can go to. There's millions of products there. Found an offer that was converting well, paid to buy traffic to it with cash. I mean, I had a debit card. I couldn't have a credit card because I was in a bankruptcy. So every day I would spend $10 on ads, and I would make $20 in affiliate revenue. And then I would spend $30 on ads and make $100 in affiliate revenue. I was like, well, this is pretty – I thought it was illegal. I mean, I'm thinking, am I going to jail for this? But it wasn't illegal. But it feels that way. And I grew 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 bigger than my problems. And I got more excited because when you're in the middle of a bankruptcy and you got no money, what do you need? You need hope. Jerry Mills had hope. He knew that if he stayed in the game, he would see that six figure in sales. And I'm telling you, man, you know, he was in our mastermind group last year. I remember it like it was yesterday. We had every one of the meetings. Every one of the hangouts, we had them, we had transcripts. Candace, my assistant, did all the transcripts, professionally done, emailed out. We recorded all of them for everybody so they could go through them over and over and over again. That's the beauty, man. That's what Napoleon Hill was talking about with the mastermind group. And Jerry, you did it, buddy. And you know what? You listening right now in over 100 countries right now, number one, you can do it. Believe you can do it. Believe and then achieve. Believe and then achieve. Believe and then achieve. Is it going to be easy? No, but I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. Sam Crowley, hit me up on Twitter. I want to know you're still in the game. And have the best day ever.